This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
This is exactly right.
Karen, we all love summer, except for when it comes to sleeping in this heat.
It's so true. Thankfully, new sheets brand My Sheets Rock created the Regulator Sheets, which are designed for hot sleepers.
Their sheets keep you cool by regulating the temperature and wicking away moisture, all while being soft and also breathable.
And they're made of bamboo rayon, which transfers body heat 2 times better than cotton sheets, so you can sleep comfortably every night. Now, I got sent these sheets in the mail. I threw them in the wash. Please always wash new sheets. They do all the things they say and more. They're silky. They're beautiful sheets. They feel really fun and nice, but then they actually do keep you cool at night.
Oh, wow.
That's really cool.
Okay, I'm excited for them. Check out My Sheets Rock at mysheetsrock.com/ride and enter the code RIDE for 10% off and free shipping.
That's mysheetsrock.com/ride, code RIDE.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbank.
And this is Karen Kilgara.
We're switching it up and doing a PM drive. It's dark.
It's dark outside. I'm scared.
It is scary, but I promise I'm here for you.
Are you?
Well.
Then I just crash into the tree.
There's nothing I could do. You're controlling the vehicle.
That's
I just said I'd be here for you. I didn't say I'd have a plan as to how to help you.
Now, let's make a plan right now. Mm-hmm. In case I...
What if I
happens,
shoot my arm out?
Yes.
If you stop short.
You can shoot it to that point, but then shoot it toward the steering wheel, I'd say.
Oh, right. Of course.
Like, if that's the... We're assuming that, like, say, something happens to me, a large shard of glass goes into both my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take control of this vehicle. I won't stop stepping on the gas.
Right. I will take a moment to mourn your loss.
No,
and then
don't.
Grab the
you
mic.
Don't.
Grab the steering wheel.
Because.
Grab the
grab
mic.
The mic.
I'll grab your mic. That's the most important part.
Yep.
They're brand new.
Use two mics as we die. That's probably the most important.
Steven got us new mics with little furry windscreens.
They're very adorable.
And they're wireless, which I think is the you buried the lead. They're
each
wireless lobs. I've
right.
never in all my illustrious years in show business have I seen a wireless lob.
I've never seen anything like this. How do we have better technology than most feature film sets?
They must be brand new.
And they're cute. It looks like a little black cat when they get scared and their back's all spiky.
It's just like Halloween right on our chests. It's like we've taken Halloween to heart.
Oh, it's coming early this year with this spiky little cat number. Did I ever tell you about, because I had a black cat that...
Had AIDS, feline AIDS.
Yes, we've talked about all that. But yes, we've talked about the cat AIDS. This new Halloween is new stories about old cats.
Okay.
There is a human.
Yeah.
It's a great time to jet into the street. Pitch black, why not?
This is...
Why don't you wear a dark sweatshirt?
She was, I think.
Speaking of cats, she was a cat burglar. Anyway, my cat one night, I may have told this, I grabbed an old pumpkin I had carved, and I'd let it sit on the porch too long, and I grabbed the stem, and it ripped off this rotten pumpkin, and a rat was in. A giant rat.
You've definitely told it before, but I love it.
I have told it.
I love that story.
Of stories, and it just, I'll never forget how the cat, in such a human way, got scared and leapt into the air. It just makes me... And his back hair did used to, like, grease up and get spiky.
Yeah.
Just like on greeting cards.
Yes. You know what's funny? My dog, George, when we're at the dog park and there's a dog George doesn't like, she gets a dark brown strip of hair on her back because she's part... People have said that means that she's part... some kind of goddamn dog, whatever. But it's like when
gremlin?
she doesn't like another dog, it like it's her hackles or whatever, but they turn darker brown and they stand up. So she gets like this weird stripe down her back. That's how I know she's gonna start a fight.
Yeah, what is that called where a butterfly will suddenly look like the devil's face or something? It's some sort of a protective, right?
You mean Silence of the Lambs, the film?
Yes, I'm simply, you know how sometimes you back a butterfly against the wall and they just fly right into Jodie Foster's mouth.
They make a lady suit and they refuse to go down without a fight. They run all around that house with their night vision goggles on. I swear to God, we've talked about this before, but the end, and I mean, I will talk about this till the day I die. Mm-hmm. The end of the movie, Silence of the Lambs, it's a perfect film. You can rewatch it as many times as you need to.
Yep.
And I'm not a big rewatcher. I've rewatched that movie 20 times.
I like how she over-enunciates.
Yeah. Dr. Lecter.
I like the way she talks.
Dr. Lecter.
Yeah, Lecter.
Lecter. That was just me being weird. But the ending of that movie is worth 25 endings of any other movie. It's better than the ending of any movie ever.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a true story. No, that's not true.
Please, I wish it was true. Let me just pretend it was true.
It'd be amazing.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the best.
I went to my sister is a big fan of John Lovett and the Pod Saves America. And
they are saving America, by the way.
And I saw, they do a live Love It or Leave It at the Improv. And I had never seen him. I knew of him. He's great. It was great. But during it, he said his partner, I don't know if he means his partner in the podcast or his husband, but he said he'd never listened to a single episode. And I have to admit, I hadn't listened. I'd listened to clips, but I hadn't listened to any of my favorite murder episodes. I don't know why. I'm not a big podcast listener.
Yeah.
And I listen to a ton of them, and it's great. You guys do a great job.
You're talking about my podcast.
Yes, I have nightmares. It's so good. No wonder it's a runaway hit. I'm jumping in a little late. I started with the girl who got her arms cut off.
Mary Vincent. Oh, she's number one. She's everyone's favorite.
I watched some new stuff. I watched some recap where people asked you guys awkward questions, and I was feeling it. It's great. I really enjoyed it.
Chris.
My sister loves it. She's a big fan.
Yes.
I'm a fan
Lisa's
of her.
Been a fan. Yes, you like her taste.
I do.
But wait, sorry. Really quick, and I don't mean to make it totally about me, although I love that it is.
Yes.
Also because I have to admit, when you started that story, because I didn't think it was going to be about me, I wasn't totally listening to
right.
you. Look at this!
My lake, Echo Park Lake, they have these swan paddle boats, and they put lights on them, and they're all illuminated like they're having some sort of a late night boat party.
So wait, are people in those, or are they just letting them float around?
I could see their silhouettes.
Guys, this is the turtle lake that Chris talked about where the turtles made eye contact.
I saw them today. I go, they swim to me now, and all of the heads come up at once, like a Coruscant line of eye contact.
They
do little kicks.
Can we see the fan art about us? Because there's been lots.
Oh, I throw stickers in there. People get mad because apparently they're made of plastic and defeats the whole purpose.
Please don't throw stickers. Wait, pause Turtle Talk.
Yes,
and we will come back to Turtle Talk.
Of course, why not?
Which is the new podcast. So sorry, are you saying that John Lovett talked about not listening to the podcast, to my podcast.
Sorry. He said his partner, and I didn't know in the moment if he met his partner with the
South
America or his partner. But he said had never listened to Love It or Leave It, and he was actually mad about it. He gets mad when he...
Oh, his podcast.
Right.
Okay.
So he was mad about that. He's like, they don't listen to the other podcast. And then I was like, well, I kind of don't listen to yours or anyone's or ours.
Yeah, see, I don't... sometimes I'll listen to ours when I'm bored and driving around, because it really is like driving around with friends, and it makes me laugh.
And it's also, weird, because one of the friends is you.
Right, which I have to say, she really is one of my best friends. But, and we're funny, and I never remember any of this shit we talk about.
Right.
Clearly, we've made a serious point of that by telling the same story a bunch of times.
Yeah, yeah.
But we cover so many things in this podcast that it really is a little bit new.
But
every
I am
time.
Dry. So here's this. We're not covering anything new. I'm out. I'm all out of stories.
This is what I want now. Mm-hmm. I want John Lovett to listen to my podcast, My Favorite Murder.
I'm
just kidding.
I wonder if he does.
I'm totally joking.
He was great. He's funny and everything, but when he'd get mad and his rants are great,
yeah.
And he knows his shit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was really impressive. I'm like, oh,
you know,
guy.
He was a speechwriter for fucking Obama,
sure.
The man who made the best speeches.
I know, but we can all write jokes for a speech. I didn't realize he was just informationally writing a president's speeches. Like, of course, he's
he knows
off
everything.
The charts, just riddled with brain information.
Yeah.
The best kind to have.
It looks like we're going downtown, guys, so I hope everybody's prepared.
I hope there's a series of one-way roads that lead you to another one that ends you up at what is Skid Row, which is on a map.
Ends you up at. Please keep your eye open for teens on free scooters that are probably drunk. That's the new... if driving in Los Angeles isn't hard enough, the new thing now, free scooters with teens on them who are on vacation and driving on the wrong side
usually
of the road.
Usually coming towards you now on the wrong side of the road in a bike lane.
There's no... This is thoroughly covered, this topic. But,
I need to do, like you and listen to our old episodes, because someone made a new Do You Need a Ride Out of Context thing where they're just putting our quotes, and I'm like, that's a joke. If I listen to old episodes, there's probably jokes that I can use, because it was me saying them.
Yeah, don't use mine, though.
Hey.
Those are mine.
You're the one that you haven't been hitting the stage. They're mine until you come back around.
Oh my God, that's the perfect threat to get me back to do stand-up again.
Hey.
If you don't, I'll take your...
Don't do it, I'm going to preemptively write your new material.
I would appreciate it. It would make doing it that much easier.
I'll just hand it to you.
I have to say that
these are rightfully yours.
Every once in a while, I will get an invitation from some lovely person that I'm friends with that'll be like, hey, I'm doing a show at blah, blah. Would you come and do it? And I'm always like, I can't, because I haven't been doing sets, so I don't have material.
Well,
but
it's a normal fear to have. Have you watched the Comedians in Cars with Eddie Murphy, who is scared? He's like, I don't have anything. I'm so scared to do stand-up again. It's been too long.
No.
I don't have material.
What?
A guy, I would think he'd be riddled with unshakable confidence and wouldn't... I would think that he hasn't been doing stand-up just out of not wanting to, but he says he's scared to.
That's crazy. He's the best comedian of all time.
I know, if you can't take 20 years off and then assume you could still do it.
No, that's true. That is true. But if anybody could, God damn it, Eddie Murphy is a natural. He's like, it's like Will Ferrell in that way where they have a funny accent. Like, it's their style, their face, attitude.
Yep, it all lined up. He had it in sixth grade. Well, guess what, Karen? So do you. Get a leather red suit.
It's true.
And get on stage.
You know, my friend Christine Gooden got us tickets to go see the Delirious Tour when we were juniors, either juniors or seniors in high school, and my dad wouldn't let me go.
He toured? Oh, of course not.
He was like, yeah, you're not going to go into San Francisco to go to an Eddie Murphy concert.
How old were you?
16.
Yeah, I almost agree with him there.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that language.
It was the dirtiest one.
Yeah.
Delirious? But...
It's was dirtier it,
no,
than Raw?
No, no, it was Raw. It was the Raw tour.
Definitely the...
That was the one where he did go a little... I bet you that's the reason he is worried about it, because on Raw, he started doing that weird, like, using an electric toothbrush as a vibrator material where it's what is this? This is no longer the Eddie Murphy that's trying to make America laugh.
Yeah. He got a little dirty. I think he's scared to dirt. I bet that he's thinks when I was good at this, I was able to go to a place that I can't now because I'm doing family friendly stuff.
Yeah.
Wasn't that his goal to be doing only movies that his kids could watch, or am I thinking of someone else?
I mean, it sounds familiar. I wouldn't put it past him because that kind of is all the movies. Although,
hey there, casual stormtrooper.
Hey, he's got front
pouches.
He's got some front pouches that seem unnecessary.
Yeah, he had too many marsupials.
He also was carrying plastic bags, so they clearly weren't like, it wasn't a fashion thing. It wasn't like, what do you call those?
Accessory.
Couches.
Yes.
Pouch couches.
Here's some Skid Row.
Yeah. That's just the edge of it.
The other day, there was a perfect row of tents, each one spaced apart perfectly, and two different people were sweeping in front, fully taking pride in their plot, and it's just one of those things where I glanced over, and I'm like, oh, cool, I guess I'm going to cry right now.
Yeah.
Like, when someone has nothing and they're taking pride. He was like sweeping and he picked up something, look at what it was, and threw it away and swept more.
Yeah.
And it was just,
it's horrifying.
Part of a bridge, under a bridge.
Because somewhere along the line in the government, someone made this decision that we don't have to care about our fellow man, and everyone went, yeah, good, that'll save me $30 on my taxes. You fucking assholes.
I got mine, you don't get yours. Sweep the curb.
Sweep the curb. Live in a tent on the sidewalk with no safety. It makes me sick.
Yeah, it really.
Ooh, sorry,
it really,
sir.
Oh, and then we.
And then
over
I just fucking.
The exact guy is talking about on the other side of town. Well, I want you to do stand up again. Let's go back to that.
Okay, I will do that.
Music.
Right? I promise
don't
to do that.
Don't you have songs kicking around in that musical head of yours?
I don't know if I can do music again. That was a very difficult thing to do. Now that I've finished doing it, going back to that would be extremely difficult. I feel like I barfed out the one thing I was going to do with that. I made that album, God Bless America, the end.
Yeah.
The album is not
called God Bless America, by the way. It's called Live at the Bootleg.
Live at the Bootleg.
Oh, I thought so.
And you were there.
I was there, and it was fun. That's why I had that person bring you balloons. But it's so good, and I bet you could keep doing it. It's just that same thing that Eddie Murphy is talking about. It's just when you take a break off, it seems like a thing that you can't do again.
Yes, and I think when you begin to listen to people tell you what they think of what you do, then you can't not think of people when you go to do that thing again.
Right.
So for years,
I will need you to repeat that, but yes.
For years, I toiled in obscurity and did great with it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Right.
It was how I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I could say anything I wanted. No one gave a single shit.
Of course.
Of course. But
that is a good point. Yeah, now
there's a self-consciousness to it.
The stakes are a little higher because you are a known person.
Well, also, I have the thing, which I think you have in all of us, comics who, you want to be good. You don't want to get up and suck, and you don't want to get up and be mediocre or even kind of good. You want to get up and be awesome from the get-go. I'm sure that's Eddie Murphy's deal.
Right. Yeah. And I related to it, and that's why when I saw it, I'm like, it made me like him so much because he's just a person with the same fears.
Yeah.
And a big fancy house.
At least one.
But I, you're right. I think about MFM people coming to my comedy shows that are, do you need a ride people now? And then in the time that was kind of happening, I'd recorded my special and now I'm editing it. And I'm like, oh, why am I doing it? But I've 30 dick jokes where I'm literally saying dick, like actual dick jokes about dicks.
Yes, but I'm like, funny.
They were funny. Yeah, they are. But it's not what I want to be serving. It's the people that like me. I'm like, hey, ladies, hope but you're ready for some dick humor.
They are. They've been listening to it their whole lives. Any woman that's followed comedy is totally used to it. And also, you do it in a different way. You're not aggro and weird,
I'm
and you
not.
Don't make people feel like they're being
soft,
threatened with the dick jokes.
They're soft dick jokes. They're lightly tossed. Soft toss. Easy,
with a very
lady friendly,
gorgeous, light balsamic vinaigrette.
Just a thin glaze. And what we do at the end is we sprinkle a mixture of, oh, I need to start cooking just
yes.
so I can finish this joke.
You should start doing cooking comedy.
Feed my, that's what I'm saying. I need to turn over a new leaf, a bay leaf.
Oh,
when I make
no.
this.
Oh, did you know you were going to say that?
I know.
Wait. I need to change the topic again.
Of course.
Did you see, I believe it was Tucson, Arizona, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There was a city hall meeting or whatever, a meeting that was on TV,
yes.
but it was like a boring civil meeting.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
these
like
people,
a city council.
Yeah,
thing.
And did you see it? The people stood up because they were protesters and they were like, this weird looking woman who had a Trump hat on,
yeah.
and they were like, if you break our laws, we will deport you, is what her sign said.
And I believe seemingly next to them was me sitting in a
yes.
green shirt.
Yes.
Yes.
Green shirt guy. Who just started fucking laughing at her.
I have gotten, how many memes have I gotten of green shirt guy or me next to green shirt guy?
You are green shirt guy. It's the greatest.
When I first saw it, I'm like, yeah, but he's so much taller.
Yes, he is.
But no, it's yeah, I see it and I get it.
But it just looks like your whole, how you would deal with
it. I would nervously laugh too, but also he was laughing so they would see that he was, that is the best
yes.
thing that guy could have done.
Yes, for sure.
It's for her to glance over and be like, this guy's actually laughing at me and it's not in a mocking way.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
He's genuinely laughing and I'm not scary or powerful.
Yeah.
I'm a lunatic. Like, she couldn't even wait to speak because there's an allotted time. She could have said whatever she wanted to say, but she made it like it was a protest at a place where she was going to get airtime anyway.
Right, right.
Like, she tried to disturb what she would have been allotted time to say.
And then she said, so the guy's laughing at her, and then she said, you're in violation of this ordinance, or, and someone said, you're in violation of being a jackass. Which is like, is Joe Flaherty there?
Yeah, for real.
I just,
Dad.
It was pretty fun to, you're in violation of being a jackass. And her boyfriend looked over like, that, well, I guess I can't do anything.
Yeah.
We look like idiots. Let's get out of here. It was pretty fun.
They did. They stormed out. And
I was
apparently
glad to be part of it.
There was, I was proud of you for being
thank
there
you.
And handling your shit in a way that made America feel a little bit better.
I've been sitting on that Kelly Green polo of mine, waiting for the right place to wear it.
Waiting for the right dipshits to mock. It was that was a beautiful moment, and it really made me laugh because it looked like a House of Mirrors stretched out version of you.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't want to tell drug stories, but I was on acid at my old roommate's birthday, and we were in the Hotel Irwin downtown, and it was when I discovered I was just riffing and having fun and couldn't have been happier. You know, it was a drug.
Yeah.
But they had these wacky funhouse mirrors, just wavy mirrors that were in the corner, and I called the front desk, and I'm like, yeah, we're going to need a new mirror brought up to the room. This one, when I'm crouched down a little bit, I have a big forehead, and then when I look up to address it, suddenly I have a long chin. So if we could just get a mirror, this one is clearly on the fritz. And the front lady was trying to explain, but she didn't think I was kidding at all, and she didn't want to make me feel dumb.
Oh.
And then I felt bad. I'm like, oh, this person's actually trying to explain that the mirror isn't broken. It's just a wavy style of glass.
But describing what it looks like.
I walked her through it for a while. I'm like, oh, and add this to the list of complaints. Now my legs are long.
Wait, have you done this on stage?
No.
Write it down. Don't forget. Stephen Funhouse Mirror.
Funhouse Mirror. say long legs, big chin, big forehead. That's the kind of thing. I wake up in the middle of the night and then I look at this piece of paper and it says funhouse mirror long legs. I'm like, what the hell does that even mean?
Yes, I know.
It's hard.
What bothers me is I keep forgetting anything I try to remember, I forget, because I'm looking at my phone, the most distracting machine there has ever been. Sir, what are you doing?
Just being touchy. Oh, and now he's going to zip in front of you.
Yeah.
Of course.
Not fast, though.
Oh, yeah. Got to take your time doing it.
Dumbass.
That guy was the worst. And has dents on his car exactly where he is about to hit us.
Yes.
I've been practicing these shitty moves all week.
I've been merging into other cars.
But now it's showtime. Let's make the dents match.
See, that's the thing about driving downtown. I think a lot of people don't understand this. If you don't live in Los Angeles, and my apologies to you if you don't, for how boring this topic
is. Kansas.
No. It's such a hectic, bizarre place to drive because if you're not, especially like downtown, all of a sudden it's a one-way street.
I feel like we're about to go to my neighborhood. Sorry,
do you want to?
I mean, we could.
I mean, let's do it.
And then at the end, I could show you guys my cool place.
Okay.
I think you'd really like it. Anyway, sorry.
I mean,
but when you're downtown, I do know a calm just washed over me because we left it, though.
Yes, for real. Because it's the one-way streets pop up and the pedestrians everywhere and the fucking bird scooters and all the shit. It really is. And then people don't know where they're going and they drive like this is their last chance to get out of hell, essentially.
They're just driving like they're finding a source of water because it's the end of days.
Because it is truly the end of days.
I went on my sister came and stayed with me and we drove up to Carmel where I was born because both of us have been sitting on our mom's ashes. I've had them for 2 years in a box. I have them in my room. She's seen me doing, you know,
all kinds
of things on the foot of my bed. Clipping my toenails is bad enough. So we drove up there because I was born in this beautiful part. God, it's beautiful.
It's so gorgeous.
And we had so much fun. I don't think you're supposed to have that much fun doing a thing that's supposed to be sad. But I think that's why we're having fun. Plus, we've had plenty of time to.
Yes. It's been sad up until now.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be sad anymore.
And there was a real feeling of, like, my mom thinking everything would have been funny, too. And we went to the last place. We took a picture with her and flung them there. And, of course, there's no gravity. It does not affect human ashes. And it zipped once again right into my sister's face. I did it again. The last time we tried, I threw them almost in her mouth. Anyway, that happened a few times, but we went to all these spots, put them in different places, and we laughed so much, and my sister kept saying, write that down, that's a joke. That's also a joke. And so I had, like, a list of three things that, like, jokes Lisa wants me to do, and so far, I just haven't been. There's funny stuff that's conversational funny, and then you try and make it happen again. And I'm sorry, Lisa, if you're listening, but the jokes you told me to tell have been eating shit. And I thought you loved me.
You know, maybe you need to bring just a small amount of your mother's ashes on stage with you.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it really funny.
Yeah,
it's the juxtaposition.
And then I just blow an ashy kiss to the audience.
Have you seen Chris's new act? It's kind of dark.
Yeah, yeah. He has a lot of ashes still. I love the swans.
The swans lit up with Christmas lights is probably one of the more beautiful things Los Angeles has to offer.
And today, you know, when I went to the Turtles again, everything, it's really, this is my favorite part of the city. I love that it's just blocks from where I hang my hat, as they say.
It is so nice.
I do wear hats.
I am over on this side of town all the time now because of needing to go to the office more and more.
Well, you gotta come by. We'll eat at Ostrich Farm.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Is Ostrich Farm, do you have to feed ostriches before you eat? Is there chores involved?
A misleading name.
Okay.
It is, there are no ostriches. There is no ostrich meat on the menu.
Great.
There is farm fresh products.
Okay.
and it's really good, and they do not ask me to talk about it, but the menu is terrific.
Are the omelets huge because they're made with ostrich eggs? The omelets take up the whole table.
The omelets, they hide in the dirt like an ostrich takes a nap, and you have to dig it up.
You dig it up like a weird other kind of animal.
And all the waiters and maitre d's, or maiters, come around. They're all ostriches. They have giant tennis ball sized eyeballs, and they look like sod puppets.
And then when they ask you if you need anything else, they stick their face right into your face with their weird eyes. Do you need anything else?
Tickle.
Poke, poke.
Yeah, and they have giant eyelashes, don't they? You know what?
I believe they do.
Am I thinking about emus? When am I not?
Same family.
I think so.
Fam. It's the same fam.
I think so. Or genus. Or species.
All right. That's a plan.
Yes.
Doing stand-up comedy again. That's a plan.
I don't know. Mull it over. We got to go on. We got to do... What are we going to do, you and I?
Yeah, you're right.
What are we going to drive on stage in a cardboard car?
Yes.
You're always like, we'll do a double-decker thing. And I'm like, 30 people at a time? It's not logistically sound.
It's not worth
it. The gas money alone, we'd break even. It doesn't make sense. Oh, a theater-sized bus. It doesn't exist. Well, theater, I'm complimenting us. But it would be fun if, you know... if you started slinging out the jokes again.
Okay, you're right.
Now, I'm not going to say it's like when we stumbled across that NASA location. But
JPL.
Yeah, you picked me up at Al Madrigal's and I had some drinks. But I had one drink tonight.
Okay.
So
thank you for reporting.
I'm just letting you know, since you're my sponsor.
We have to start all over.
I have a buzz right now, and it is the kind of buzz where they say on signs, "Buzz driving is drunk driving." It is just a buzz, but I feel a little drunk. But maybe I'm just in a good mood.
Maybe you're just having fun podcasting with us.
Maybe I just enjoy it.
And you know that in this style, in this type of episode, we don't have to compete with guests' ideas. We don't have to adhere to the guest's needs.
The constant interruption of a guest.
Needing to include them.
Oftentimes, giving them priority.
Even interrupting each other to get to the guest's answer.
Continue, guest. This is so interesting. Way better than Karen and I, who are professionals, would have said. Oh, you snooze fest.
Continue, guest.
Again, if you've been a guest,
thank you so much. Yours was the best one.
Starting, and I'll list all the guests we've had.
Great.
James Adomian, Ian Carmel,
Pat
Bishop.
Pat.
It's just funny because he hasn't been, but we've had his friends. Oh, God, it just.
Pat,
Who else have we
Patrick
had?
Keane, as Patrick I was trying Keane's to think, because he's done it a bunch of times.
Yes. He always says really good stuff. We got to have him.
He's very funny.
I've got a whole, we've both got a whole
list.
A whole bunch of list of great people coming up.
Ooh, and we got an email from the great Jackie Cation. She wants to do it again, so we got to get her in the mix.
I mean, Wednesday, I think I'm still, she's not driving with Caitlin and I, but we're still, I'm about to do shows with her, and I can't wait.
Oh, tell her. Tell her when you guys get back. I'm yawning in anticipation.
Did you know that yawning is good? It just means that you're needing oxygen.
Yeah, which is great news.
When I had like a personal trainer, or I went to 24 Hour Fitness and they're like, we have a deal today, and they assigned me a trainer, and I'll never forget, I went to her desk and she is eating a cartoonish meatball sub. I'm like, yeah, you're going to whip me into shape, Chef Boyardee. I remember I was working out and I kept yawning. And she's like, no, it's good. It's like, that is a sign that you're getting a good workout. And I'm like, you would think if you were yawning, that would mean you're not going all in. You're tired and probably not.
But it's like your body taking big gulps of oxygen?
Yes,
is apparently. Is that what she's saying?
Yeah.
You know,
she was a trainer that eats meatballs.
Yeah, there's a good chance she was an imposter.
She also was wearing denim a denim one piece and had leaves in her hair.
And I wasn't at 24 Hour Fitness. I was in the parking lot.
I had yet to pay for a membership. But she met with me for 3 weeks and I got ripped.
Down by the river.
I got ripped just eating cans of tuna with her. I went to, I had shows in just a show in Santa Barbara a couple days ago, and I stayed. I just assumed my friend would be home, but he was off building. He's a carpenter. He's building a house. And so I went, he gave me the code to his little apartment. And I was so hungry after my show that I rummaged through his pantry and there was nothing there but sardines.
No.
That's the last time.
Never.
Yes, and forever. If you ask, I had three,
never, forever.
Always, and some. Save some for me, because, man, he had mustard, he had oil, he had them, and I had, like, a sardine festival.
No.
I ate so many of them. Sorry, Justin, I ate all your sardines, buddy. No crackers? I hunched over his sink?
No.
Yeah.
You're like a little lost cat.
I loved it. It was delicious protein.
That is my nightmare.
I did the thing. I put it in my mouth and I slurped it off and there's the little skeleton. I did it all.
And then you were wearing a vest. And then a cop came and arrested you.
And then I got in a fight and it was just a cloud with fists shooting out. Oh, Heathcliff.
See, you are, I think that's part of my lifelong food issue is that I'm so picky that I just want exactly what I like and want.
Sure.
So, like, if I went through someone's pantry, I'd be like, all this is going to taste like lightly like mold.
Right.
I don't want to eat it. I want something good.
Everything. There was no options, and I was not excited to eat these sardines, but I was starving, and he lives far from Santa Barbara and or far enough to where I didn't want him.
You're out. Him.
Yeah, and it was late, and I'm like, oh, I just won't worry about eating, and then so it was a last resort. I was not at all craving sardines. I just was surprised.
Wait a second. Are you pregnant?
I need something salty. What is kicking me in the belly? I just was surprised that I liked them, because I'm like you. I'm like, that's just something my daddy, or pickled herring. He still buys jars of pickled herring, and it's like sweet and salty. It's like it's just not good food.
But wait, so you're saying you loved these sardines?
Once it's in my mouth, I was like, yes, I get it. But it's gross. You're opening a can, they're slimy. They have eyes.
Yeah.
They still have fins, a dorsal, and the other one.
Pectoral.
Pectoral fins. They have huge pecs, and I was just eating them all.
Yeah. Well, that was a power thing, I think.
Oh, it was.
You were just showing them who is boss.
Yeah, there's nothing more powerful than biting down on on the spine of a young fish.
Oh. But now, aren't they real salty and real fishy?
Yeah.
What is this?
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was a bike. Looked like someone on skates.
You're right. I thought it was someone on a scooter wearing an octopus costume. And it was just a guy with a weird pedal style. He was just getting after it.
It was like the lights were on his pedals, but the pedals were close together. So it looked like someone was floating there in the air and running clumsily at us. At the same time.
It was scary, and I thought it was actually going to end up on our hood.
Yeah. It's all, everything's so threatening these days.
I would hate to meet an octopus for the first time in real life out in the streets like this.
On dry land? That's an emergency situation. if it was the end of the world.
Sure. You mean,
so,
it is, okay.
But if, I mean, like, say, a more definitive.
Theoretically, it's not ending.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Right. Let's say we're going to pull out of this one.
Yes,
and I think
gotcha.
We will. I really do.
Yeah, we will.
With the AOCs of the world helping us, and Elizabeth Warren, who
yes.
will be president.
Yeah. Oh, you think? I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
There was a list.
If her and Bernie do the smartest thing in the world, which is run together, it'll be over.
Yeah.
So, but...
Can they do that?
Like, I don't... Who knows?
And the winner is... Yeah, these two with one sitting on the other's shoulders.
They have to change it before
yeah.
before it gets to the end. But
right,
all
right.
that aside.
Sure.
now we get to, things are so great in the world, mm-hmm. and all this time has passed.
Right.
And everybody gets to say where they are, and there's no longer a thing called calling human beings illegal.
Right.
And on.
Right.
So that we're all calm and no one's being threatened.
Yeah.
Now we get to play a fun game called The World is Ending.
Okay. For another reason.
For a different, just for shits and gigs.
Yeah, for fun and giggle.
Giggles. And the Italian version of giggles, which is giggles.
Fun and giggles.
Yeah, giggles.
Okay. An earthquake or something.
Yeah, but it's end times. There's the grid's down. There's no electricity.
Right.
You have to go around Los Angeles, and there's no people to keep you from doing this, and collecting up all the food that you will eat.
Gotcha.
So it can't be refrigerated. I'm making this up as I go along.
Right.
Can you tell? It can't be refrigerated. It has to be like sardines.
I'm feverishly writing this all down.
No, those aren't allowed. I'm like changing the rules as you figure something out. So you can have fresh food and vegetables if they're left, if you come upon the stash. What are you going to collect up for yourself?
I think if it's something where I need to, assuming, and I guess you're talking about zombies, we have to, I'm going to start eating healthy. I might as well.
Because of the zombies?
I mean, it's just, let's see how long I can last. The last thing I want is to get some, a heart problem because I'm eating sardines in the end.
Okay.
And it'd probably be pretty easy to acquire and get fruit, but it wouldn't last that long. I guess I don't know the answer. Frozen goods. I probably have a lot of cans, but those are heavy.
Baked beans.
Baked beans? They're disgusting. What am I, a cowboy from a 60s movie?
Frozen goods when I told you the grid's down and there's no electricity.
Yeah,
so you want melted goods.
How long ago did the grid go down?
Oh, are you saying you could have fixed it by now or somebody got it back up on its feet?
I guess. How thawed out are all the frozen goods?
How thought out is this game? Not at all.
Continue. I think, I'm going to have to start hunting.
Okay.
That's a given. So I just get some weapons, like a spear, I guess. And I've never hunted. I've never killed anything.
But you're going to start now. You're
going
to hunt and eat healthy.
I'll eat a lot of fish. I'll tell you that. I'm going to go back to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more, you're basically saying that if the shit goes down, you're going back to the west side.
That's where the fish are.
Okay.
There's not a lot of hunting that goes on in my new neighborhood.
I mean, I guess that wasn't what the game was.
What is the game? What, you're my dream diet?
It was like, if you had to collect up shit that was in all these weird little convenience stores around.
Right.
What would you cobble together?
I guess at first I'd be depressed and it'd be a lot of bags of white cheddar smart food popcorn.
Okay, this is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, because you need to be comforted.
Yes.
So of course you're going to have some comfort type food.
Yeah.
But then after that, when the shit gets heavy, I'm going to do some urban hunting.
Okay. No, I think that's good. Then you'll have... you'll be task oriented.
I will kill cats. I will kill packs of coyotes, all with a spear. I know it sounds like I'm bragging, but when the shit hits the fan, when the going gets rough, I'm gonna be just putting raw animals in my mouth.
Okay.
But for now, I can't eat them because of Instagram accounts.
No, you'll get ruined on social media if you start hunting.
Oh, I never.
On the east side.
It's just me. I'm talking right now, but I came home the other night and there was like a pack of coyotes and they were huge, full-size dogs.
Yeah.
There were six of them. They were not scared of me.
No.
And I thought they were coming towards me and I had to like yell and wave my arms and then they're finally like, okay, this guy's crazy, man. But, maybe I'll eat some coyotes. True men don't kill the coyotes.
No, I don't think it's good juju, as they say,
mojo.
To kill a coyote. Yeah. Mojo, yeah. That's either way.
It's bad juju, but it gives you pretty good mojo.
So that's the...
Your reputation is shot, but man.
But oh my God, Jim Morrison
spike.
Will respect you.
Yeah, you're the new Lizard King, man. fun.
I think I would. Here's the answer I was looking for.
Okay.
Because this is my answer to this question that I made up as I went along.
Right.
I would go around to all the movie theaters and take those big bags of popcorn because that shit lasts forever.
Wait, my answer was popcorn.
Yours was, but you said smart food.
Oh, white God, chip. I picked the wrong type of popcorn.
I'm movie theater.
Okay.
And in the big bag where it's like a clear plastic garbage bag of popcorn.
You're going to be one of the first to run out of energy. That's too much salt.
But popcorn's a superfood. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. It's really good for you. So they say. Not movie theater style.
Yeah, it's pretty salty. I think that negates the superfoodness.
But we'll be sweating so much from the fact that it's the apocalypse that I think I might need that salt in my system.
I mean, if you're sweating a lot and you're only eating popcorn, I have two words for you. Kidney stone. Crystallization. Urethral blockage. And that ain't no movie.
Have you seen urethral blockage yet?
Oh, God, it's so good.
Miles Teller's in it. He's so good.
Have you been speaking of music? Speaking of music. Good God. I had one
singular
margarita.
Sensation.
Everybody's talking about. I watched that Midsommar movie. It's pretty good.
Pretty wonderful, right?
It was just interesting. I don't know. It's frustrating. It's like, why? I was yelling, like, don't do that. And then in the end, it made me. I've seen a lot of movies lately where I, like, get mad at the end of it. And I'm like, I don't think that was good. And then 2 days later, I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
And isn't that what art is?
Yes.
It creates a conversation. 2 days later, you're like, I guess it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Even though I flipped off the screen and threw my popcorn into the neighbor's lap. I guess now I liked the costuming.
It's you know why? It's evocative. It gets you to feel something, which you need to feel in the movie theater. And I find that director, do you remember that director's name?
Oh, I don't, but he made Hereditary and some other short films.
He's so good. And I recently rewatched Hereditary. It's so good, and there were so many things I missed the first time.
And this is riddled with them. I realized after a few days later there was everything that happened in the movie, they allude to it in the beginning, and it was that thing that I missed. And so you watch it again the second time, it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's like some backwards, memento shit.
Yes.
Out of order.
Yeah, Easter egg style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hide that egg. Who is this? Who am I?
Who are you?
Who have I become?
You gotta hide that egg.
You gotta hide that egg. I'm the lizard king.
You sound like Josh Adam Myers.
Yeah. Zabbing a boobin' a bop. Hey, everybody. Time for some karaoke's. No offense, Josh. Adam.
Josh.
Myers.
Adam. Myers.
I've been enjoying films. I just realized I am one of the members of the AMC Real Club or whatever.
Oh, really?
I forgot when I signed up for it. I've been paying the money.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tuesdays I could be seeing movies for $5. I need to start becoming one of these Siskel and/or Eberts.
Yeah, that's a good idea because you've got a lot of opinions.
Mm-hmm.
You often flip off movie screens.
Oh, I get so mad.
So let's find out why.
Yeah. I don't know. I like film.
I do too. Did you like, spoiler alert if you haven't seen Midsommar, some people pronounce it that way, which is insane.
Yeah, yeah. It's just Midsommar, right?
Everyone from America pronounces it Midsommar, but then cinephiles pronounce it Midsommar because I guess that's the fucking Dutch version or whatever country you're in. Sweden?
It's spelled S-O-M-M-E-R, so it's hard not to say that.
A-R, you mean?
When you're reading it. Or A-R.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be Midsommar.
That's the second installment. Midsommar. Yeah, Midsommar 2. Midsommar.
I went to Denver, and all my friends had tickets to see My Morning Jacket, which has...
Oh, yeah.
They have songs that I love. I think they're great.
They're amazing.
But it can be kind of jam bandy, you know?
Sure.
Some of the stuff isn't... But tickets are gone.
That's what the drugs are for.
Sure. I'll go ahead. Dip my finger in your bag of mystery powder. I'm ready to ride whatever magic carpet. And I'm the Lizard King.
You truly have become the Lizard King.
The only prerequisite is just saying you're the Lizard King over and over.
That's right.
I do not know what that means.
You just got to claim it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, King of all lizards.
Hey.
And I...
Lizard King here. Answer the
phone. Can you hold, please? King of all lizards. You need a lizard? You came to a one-stop shop, and this is the place, Jack. Can you hold, please? I'm the Lizard King.
Hi. No, we actually don't sell lizards. Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Shelves are empty. I'm crazy. Because I'm slashing prices on nothing.
Lizard King.
Tickets had gone up to $400 last minute.
Ooh.
My friends had had tickets for months and months. I wasn't sure if I wanted to go. Anyway, I found some on Craigslist for the guy wanted $150. And I'm like, well, it's kind of the most I've ever paid for a concert, but it'll be fun. It's in Red Rocks.
Oh, shit.
It's
yes.
a beautiful experience. He wanted me to pay him using Apple Pay, which I never used, but I'm like, sure, if it works for you. There was a moment where it's like, but these are texts are coming in green. Why would you need an Apple Pay? You don't even have an iPhone. That was the first thing I should have noticed.
Oh, no.
And so sent him the money, and they said, great, what's your email address? I'll send over these tickets using this app. And I downloaded the app. It all seemed legit. This went on for hours. He's like, yeah, your email isn't working. The guy went through so much effort just to steal. It ended up being $200 that I paid, but he just kept playing dumb. And I'm like, oh, I just got ripped off.
Oh, no.
It's okay. So instead, I went to see Midsommar, which is kind of like seeing a jam band.
It is.
They're dressed like Polyphonic Spree.
That's true.
And
there's drugs.
Yeah. It honestly was the best second thing I could have done. And it got my mind off of being... I'm dumb. I should not have tried to buy something on Craigslist.
Not anymore.
Yeah. It just... But the guy seemed legit. I mean, he was saying the right things. Did you just rip me off? I said, and he's like, nah, it said N-A-H-H-H. And I'm like, okay. That was the best part. Nah.
Oh, like, okay. My God.
Never has a nah meant, yeah, more than right now.
That is the fucking funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah, it'll be crazy.
Oh, why would that happen?
No, I love you. Why would I ever rip you off?
So we went, it was back and forth for hours. I'm like, oh, you've already put more labor into the earning of $200 than this has been worth. Because I was, and how weird do I want to get? And keep bothering. I had two of his phone numbers, one from the iPhone he needed for the transfer of these tickets and one from the initial. Two phones. That's the other indicator that I'm getting ripped off. It's just like.
Well, did you delete any of those things? Like, make sure he doesn't have some kind of connection to you now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was a one-time...
it was a one-time ripoff.
Yeah, I really don't think this will become our relationship.
Nah.
Yeah, there's this guy that continually rips me off every Wednesday. I thought it would end with the first one.
There's a really amazing story that's on the podcast Criminal about a guy who does get ripped off like that. There's a guy who gets him out of a jam in a bad neighborhood, and then the guy continues to bilk money from him by humiliating him into saying, you weren't man enough to get yourself out of that situation. So you have to give me money. And the guy did it for years.
Oh, no.
It's an episode of the podcast Criminal called I'm Going to Help You or something like I'm going to help you or I'm going to get you out of here.
Do you remember what the guy possibly had on him that he kept dangling?
It was like the guy turned into a really bad part of town. Mm-hmm. And then there was some kind of... I don't think it happened in Los Angeles, but say if it were Los Angeles, it was then the 1994 riots started. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then the guy got this guy out of the bad part of town, without getting hurt or whatever. And so then the guy was like, now you owe me, you know, $500 for getting you out of town. The guy's like, sure, no problem. And then the guy contacts him again and is like, I think you need to give me a little more money because you weren't man enough to get yourself out. And
this guy, when he ripped me off, sorry to interrupt.
No,
I said, so you're ripping me off. He's like, oh, I made a mistake. Can you send $50 more? He asked for more.
Yes.
After I'm like, oh, does this work? Is this a, like, you're testing the waters to see if I'm a fool me twice guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and also because I think that is a con move where when somebody expresses doubt, it almost confirms, like, you're like, if they were ripping me off, there's no way they'd ask for more money.
Right.
So that move in there almost confirms to a normal person, like, oh, there's no way they could be this. It could be this in your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is.
God.
Yeah.
I of course won't say his name, but there's a person I know that was doing an online, like a video sex thing. Like, oh, you're getting naked, here I'm naked. And then he was doing something while naked, and then she said, okay, now I have this footage of you, I'm going to show it to everyone if you don't start giving me money. And he's like, I don't have money. Go ahead and show everyone. And so he preemptively said, you know, let his parents and friends and all, hey, you might get this video of me masturbating. I don't have money to pay. He just kind of got ahead of it. And I think that diffused, like.
Well, yeah.
The woman was like, well, I guess I don't have him then.
She sure doesn't.
Yeah. So I think that's the only thing you could do is be like, oh, you're going to screw me? No one's ever fucked up my life better than I can.
they'll be used to it if I tell them.
You're going
to
beat me to the punch? I'm sending it now.
That's so horrible, too, because it's that naivete that everybody approaches, like, the internet and, like, kind of modern life with, where it's just like, oh, yeah, I met this person online and we've both agreed to privately on camera do weird shit with each other. Like,
yeah.
You don't know that person. It reminds me of, do you remember when Chat Roulette started?
Oh, yes. I did a weird show where things would pop up and you're supposed to have a quick conversation and then they're to see you're on stage. And so it's like, oh, haha, you're in a comedy show.
Yeah.
But it ended up every other one was some guy masturbating.
Yes, that's all they are.
Awful. And it's like, this is backfiring big time. Good Lord, Duke boys. What are we chasing, Boss Hog?
This is just the last part. I mean, it's like a little roller coaster at the end.
Yeah,
I loved Chat Roulette. We used to sit around, me and my friend Bradford and whoever else was around, we would sit around his computer, super stoned, and then just do it, and it would be like every fourth one was a weird dick.
Yeah.
But then there would just be like four other people staring at their computer just like we were.
Oh, that's and so funny. Just looking for weird dicks?
Yes.
Hey, you guys looking for weird dicks? Yep, they've all been pretty straight and normal tonight.
we're scared of weird dicks, and we're looking for four people that look like us.
See, you do end up meeting good people.
Yeah, we met some amazing people on Chat Roulette.
We did it?
I met my husband on Chat Roulette.
I feel like Chat Roulette became something that we all use every single day now. Wasn't it the first attempt at...
Was it?
No, Skype or something. I feel like it was the Napster of what we know now to be...
Something.
Twitter.
Maybe, yeah. It's like...
I don't know.
Huh.
I want it to come back.
I forgot that it went away. I forgot about that night of Chat Roulette.
There were some Chat Roulette moments that were very beautiful and touching. Like everyone just waving at each other.
Oh,
and,
right.
And then the little map would come up and you'd be like, those fucking people are in Russia or wherever they
right.
were.
Right, yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
It was
what
cool.
What a weird, and it's just, depending on the mood, it could have just been all those people in Russia masturbating at you.
Yep.
It's just...
It was their choice.
Yeah, you either wave or you wave your junk.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, that is sweet. A bunch of people wave. Hi.
Yeah.
It is always my favorite thing when you're on passing a group of people, you're in a... like going under a bridge and there's people on it and you're people on a boat, that everyone will wave. Mm-hmm. Hello, fellow humans.
Unless
it's like you're saying goodbye to them because you'll never really meet them.
No, that's right. This is our one moment. This is our chance.
Yeah.
And then what does Dave Matthews do? Dumps 800 pounds of human feces on those people.
Wait, what?
Remember that story? Somebody just tweeted this and said it's the 8th anniversary of the time that Dave Matthews' tour bus went over the bridge on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, right over the Chicago River, and dumped their toilet system into the Chicago River onto a tour boat.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Not paying attention.
No.
Also, fuck them for just putting it in the river.
Right. All of it was not cool.
It'd be funny if while that was happening, that song, I eat too much. Sorry. Dave Matthews, I eat too much.
Sounded like it.
Maybe I'm thinking of, no, it was Dave Matthews. I don't know. Anyway, what a weirdo. You would think he'd be woke enough not to
I don't think he did
poo.
It. I don't think he had the hand on the lever.
Right. It's the truck driver, some disgruntled bus driver that's like, I'm so tired of these guys.
I'm
so blowing weed smoke in my face.
Yeah, he was anti-pot. Oh. Pro-poo. Look, we're done.
Oh, you're quick. it's fun. Oh, man. It was great to do just a Chris. Oh, luck of the Irish.
Faith and Begora, it was fun.
You need to start doing more character work.
On stage.
Yeah. Everyone loves a good voice. It's funny.
It is fun.
Well, I was just going to say it's good to just podcast with you.
I know, same. Yeah, this is how we get our...
Yep, pull up to the dumpster as usual. Right here.
You can get right into that dumpster.
I'll empty out and I'm Dave Matthews into that.
Did we have any... thanks, everybody, for your beautiful responses to... Oh, I have to say, the quickest fan art and most beautiful was
Mark.
The person who drew, you know the person's name?
Yes.
That drew my version of Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, it's the best.
I cried. It was the best thing of all time.
Yeah, it was really, it's been one of my favorites.
I sent it to all the, I sent it to the main person I went to trivia with, and I was like, look, I told our trivia story.
Yeah, it's M.R., his name is Mark, but it's M.R.K., am I right?
Yeah, Mark Glasgow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's great. And did you see the other one where the bathtub is behind Mount Rushmore?
No, I didn't.
Oh, here we go.
He added to it.
I just saw it.
Oh, shit.
So that's behind.
That's the back because Taft's in the bathtub.
Yeah, it's behind Taft.
He's so good.
In between each Teddy Roosevelt. Roosevelt again.
What's this?
That mountain with all the president's fucking faces.
This must be a different podcast.
Yeah, that's just...
Wow, Mark Glasgow,
yeah,
you're
good job, Mark.
At
thanks,
art.
Man.
Can I look at a picture? Is that him? Well, he looks like a little model. Look at him.
Oh, yeah, he's a handsome drawing man.
Okay. Wait, do you know him in person?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I thought you were art friends.
I thought he's from another land.
New York.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, I'm down. I assumed he's from Glasgow.
Nope.
You know me.
Just the name.
Time for me to go back up to Alaska because my name's Fairbanks.
Oh, he is a designer and an illustrator.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
he's very good.
I'm going to get back in the swing of it too. I like drawing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You should. We all should. Thank you, Mark Glasgow, for your beautiful art. Thank you,
Mark.
Everybody, for listening, continuing to listen to our dumb bullshit.
And go to the exactly right website and get some merch.
Oh, now, yeah.
Yeah, we got to sell some shirts.
Yeah, get yourself a Do You Need a Ride shirt and prove it.
Yeah.
Prove it.
And, I have nothing to prove or nothing to plug.
Me either.
Yeah.
Oh, we're starting new episodes of My Favorite Murder tomorrow. Some people care about that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're recording it tomorrow. It goes up Thursday. But, you know, we're back from vacation.
Yeah.
And this was like my get do a podcast and practice being back from vacation.
Yeah. And we did great. It's like we're just back in the saddle again.
I mean, this is what we do.
Yeah, you just...
We've always done it.
You fall off this horse, you get back on.
You get back into saddle, you get into a Lexus.
Back into the high life.
Again,
thank you. And I write, while you're listening to this, I'll be in San Francisco. How about you? You back on the twit?
I'm back on the Twitter. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You were gone for a while.
I was gone for a while. Right when I came back, my stuff was fresh and new and working.
Yeah.
Now I'm in that phase where every time I tweet, I either think I've tweeted this before or I'm ripping this off from somebody. So that's a bad place to be. I need to get back into the fresh, maker.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to sneak into some concerts and freshen it up a little bit.
Are you talking about a really specific mento set?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to start lifting up cars with some of my weightlifter buddies.
Yeah. I need to take a businessman's tie off, tie it around my head, and sneak into the backstage area of a concert.
I need to, for no reason, open up a car, get in the back, sit, wave to the driver, keep on walking.
Yeah.
Did we already do that one?
Nope. That's the best one yet.
How many Mentos commercials do you remember?
I need to get a bunch of tattoos, look in the mirror every morning, freak out, slowly remind myself what happened. That's a Mementos commercial.
Oh, God. There's no podcast out there that mentions that movie twice in an episode.
No, and doesn't remember both times, just like the movie.
All of our brains are shrinking. You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? I think. D-Y-N-A-R.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.
The Fall Line, an investigative podcast focusing on unsolved cases in the Southeast, is back this August with Season 5. This series covers the 1998 disappearance of Shykimia Pate, an 8-year-old from Unadilla, Georgia.
As a little girl, I can remember that Shasha was very energetic and bubbly. Seldom did you see her without a smile. She had a beautiful smile. She was just a real bubbly, smart, smart little girl.
Shykimia was excited to spend that Labor Day weekend with her family, starting with attendance of the first high school football game of the season. In their tiny town of Unadilla, Georgia, that was a big event. That Friday afternoon, Shykimia stepped off her front porch and onto the sidewalks of the street she'd lived on her whole life. She planned to wait outside for a ride from her older sister. She was seen by neighbors, friends, family. Everyone thought she'd made it to see the Dooley County Bobcats play. But she never made it there.
And so I thought Swan had took her to the game until 12:30 that night when Veronica called me and told me, she called me, she asked me, was Shy with me? And I said, no. And I said, you mean you don't know where Shy at?
I called the police, but nobody, he didn't come. And then when he did come, he said she had to be missing 24 hours before they'll go looking for her.
Shykimia Pate vanished right off her own street. Though her disappearance is as mysterious and as arresting as that of Madeline McCann, she has received very little attention. Despite a $20,000 reward and exhaustive work by Shykimia's family, Veronica Pate, her mother, has been left waiting for 21 years.
She made an effort to be optimistic that Shy would be back. She kept trying to prove that it's going to be all right, leaving the door unlocked, leaving a light on, because Shy's not coming home.
Each hour in the missing person's case matters. So what about a cold case unsolved for decades?
Some of the things that we run into working cold cases is that these cases, they're old, and people's memory is not what they used to be. Memories fade. People die.
few outside of rural Middle Georgia have ever heard of Shikimia Pate. But maybe, with your help, that can change. This season on The Fall Line from Exactly Right, we work with Shikimia's family, the local sheriff, and the Georgia Bureau of Investigations to produce detailed coverage of her case and generate new leads. 2019 has seen decades-old cold cases come to a close. And so it's time to give Shikimia's open case and her mother's open door the attention they needed, deserved, years ago. This is The Fall Line. We hope you'll join us on August 7th for Episode 1, September 4th, 1998.